Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and I am live again on Om Time Radio, Carmen Hara, with the show Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm so excited because I love this show so much, and every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I have the opportunity to work with you directly, to share with you my thoughts, my opinions on different topics, and it's such a pleasure to feel like I'm communicating with you. I'm communicating something that I always think is good to know more about. Like, for instance, tonight, the topic is how to get the love you deserve. And it's, for many of us, it's so difficult to find love. And love actually proves to be the greatest challenge of life. We all know we are worthy of love by finding love and keeping love. And integrating love in a relationship is a total different story. Because people sometimes come in our lives with a lot of their different emotion, with bringing insecurities, bringing their, which I call their karma, their baggages with them. And those things will make a relationship sometimes confusing, sometimes complicated. We're hearing all the time, a relationship is complicated. When, if you think of pure, unconditional love, nothing should be complicated. But we really become dissatisfied, you know, with a person that we settle probably too soon. And we talk about that too. But I want you to tonight to communicate with me if you have any kind of frustration in your love life, if you have something to share with me. I want you to always remember that being loved is your birthright. So it is your birthright to receive unconditional love. And let's say you're single and you want to meet a genuine person, but you don't know exactly how to do it. And if you are taken, we're going to talk tonight about the secrets to continue to manifest more love in your relationship, because love is never enough. Love is the most powerful emotion. In life, we experience all kinds of emotions, so many ranges of emotion, from feeling sad, feeling angry, feeling frustrated, feeling dissatisfied, feeling upset. There's so many emotions, feelings that we go through on a daily basis. But I think the most healing one, as you know, and I'm not saying anything new, is this emotion of love, because love conquers everything. And love is supposed to create the balance, the stability, the peace, and the harmony that we want within ourselves. And when we are in harmony with us, we certainly can create harmony around us, and then our relationship will definitely flourish. So the show tonight is, like always, every Tuesday night, is a calling show. So I'm always inviting you to communicate. I'm always inviting you to call in. 202-570-7057, and feel free to tell me how you feel about this, and share with me your experiences. I'm always interested to find out what's going on in your own life when it comes to this topic. If you have the love that you want, or if you're in a moment of changing relationships and doubting the feelings that you have for somebody. And I know there's many of you, Mary from New Orleans, Susan, Marisa from California. So you guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second. But before anything else that we speak when it comes to feeling dissatisfied, you know, in a relationship and feeling not loved enough, I want to also talk about how to overcome obstacles in love. Because we have to understand why so many of us experience those obstacles. The truth is, and in many cases I speak for women because I have so many women I work with, and I hear about their lives every day. And most of us complaining about love are women of all ages, races, background. But it's interesting, we all go through the same experiences. And we all complain about our love lives. Either some of us, we don't seem to be able to find a good man, or the man that you really like sends you mixed signals, mixed messages, or your significant other just betrayed you with another woman, or you feel like you just lost that spark in a relationship. And or let's say you go into a very tough divorce, and the list of what you feel when it comes to your emotion connected to your love life, the list goes on and on and on and on. And as I said, nothing affects us quite the way love does. So that's why it's so important to be able to identify the kind of a relationship we have with somebody. Is this relationship based on that unconditional love? Because women struggle to find and keep love because, you know, as I said, love is so pure, so simple, but we are complicated. We as human beings are flawed. We are, not to say necessarily complicated, we are too complex. And in many ways, we are imperfect. And as I said at the beginning, we carry this bad memories. We carry all these baggages that we call karma from previous experiences. And so love is therefore not easy because all these elements interfere making relationship, love relationship struggle. So we might be dealing sometime with the trauma that is inflicted by former partner, former experiences. There's another thing. We might also be holding into false assumption about love, or we might be behaving in ways that sabotage our chance of a healthy relationship. And in many cases, you know, all this sabotage goes back to the memory in your life. So let's say I just talked to somebody today, and she was I know her for so many years. She's my patient for many years. And she was complaining. She does complain for many years about her relationship with her husband. And now, consequently, she has two boys that are grown up. So they are, one is 20, one is 18. So I want you to know that she's struggling so much with verbal abuse coming from the man in her life that she loves, her husband and her two boys. So, but the root of the problem goes back where? To her youth, to her parents, especially to her mother, and to her parents who left her in a neighbor's house where apparently, you know, she realized many years later that she was physically abused and something bad happened to her soul. So consequently, you know, this trauma, that's why I'm giving you this example. Sometimes we have trauma that is hidden. Trauma that exists somewhere deep, deep rooted somewhere in our subconscious mind. And unless that is resolved, we will have a very hard time bringing somebody in your life who's our other half or who's the right person we want to spend our life with. So in any event, when you feel that you are sabotaging your chances of a healthy relationship, you have to find issues in your subconscious mind and become aware of them. And sometimes we're not aware of them. This person, I'm giving you an example. I'm speaking to her for almost 18 years, 20 years. Today was the first day I heard about the trauma she suffered when she was 8 years old. And sometimes we question, why do we hold on and we bury those memories with such tenacity, and we don't want to talk about what happened to us, and we refuse to understand that the source of the pain, the source of a lack of love, the source of verbal abuse, all of this emotional issues that are not that positive we're going through actually are rooted somewhere that we've experienced in during our youth, like Freud used to say, during the childhood. So this is one of the things that I want you to tell me about. If you feel like you struggle with love, if you feel like all these elements that I'm defining to you, you know what I mean, have an impact, you know what I mean? So it's interesting to talk about your own experience, and it's interesting to be truthful about it, and it's powerful to be able to understand what happens so that you know which steps you need to take to heal yourself and differentiate between people and look at somebody who you bring into your life and see all those red flags that are right in front of your eyes and you refuse to see them. So that's why my show tonight is more about reevaluating the beliefs about love. Everything is about believing. What I believe in. What is love for me in terms of my belief? So, and one of those important steps is to erase the false belief about love that is already held in your mind. Because we underestimate how our beliefs create reality. So thoughts sometimes are guaranteed to translate into reality. Because this is the way we function. This is how the universe works. Your thoughts create energy, and that energy attracts or creates similar energy. So if you carry angry thoughts because maybe you think that all men are the same, you'll find yourself in an angry situation and you'll attract angry partners. And those angry partners will continue to hurt you. So after a period of 10, 15, 20 years, you will go to a therapist or somebody like me and ask, why am I always bringing the same a person in my life? And at the end, the answer is your own pattern of thinking, your own pattern of your own behavior, your inability to heal that trauma that exists there for a long time. But if, let's say, you have only compassionate thoughts for somebody and you're in that loving state of mind, you will attract a compassionate person in your life, somebody who's capable of loving you. So you have to see that link between thoughts, beliefs, action, and kind of rearrange your mental state of being. I call them the mental tapes, in order to create more that kind of a right energy, that kind of a positive vibration energy. Because unless you will understand the way your beliefs are harming you and the way your beliefs will turn into action, that you can never change that reality. That's why I always said reality reflects what the mind projects. And in order to change that reality, you need to respond differently to the reality. Go to the source of a problem. I call it good loving relationship begin when we give up self-limited assumptions. The reason, let's say, you're not in a relationship you want, or why your relationship repeat the same cycle, is because of your belief system. That's a big understatement for me. So I want you to think a little bit this way, and I want you to, and when it comes to false assumption that you have in your mind, I will go and give you an entire list of false way of thinking about the person in your life, and you will be surprised how much you're tempted to think that way, believing that that's the correct way. Like, for instance, we tell ourselves all the time, oh, our romance, our chemistry that we have will keep us together. And that cannot be more false. because the romance and the chemistry comes and goes. That explains the cheating thing, you know. The excitement of sex wears off. You see your partner every day, and you know, monotony sets in. Your opinion and views of the world may go in the opposite direction, and you fall apart in time, you know. This may sound like a negative scenario, but trust me, I come from experience of working with people for 30 years, but it's a reality for all long-term relationships. So don't count on the fact that if that chemistry exists, might exist there 10, 20, 15, 30 years later, it might not be there. So there's something else to complement that. So that's a false statement. Another false belief is that the man in your life will provide for you. He might, probably up to a certain point, but then, you know what I mean? He might, the partner being your only source of money is not right, because what happens one day? I, for instance, lost my husband to cancer, and I realized that I had to rely on myself, because a man is never a financial plan. A man is not a bank. A man might not want to provide at some point, or might not have the means to provide. So don't go by he'll provide for you. That's wrong. It's a wrong belief. Another wrong belief, when you look at the person in your life, say, he just has a few bad habits, you know? A few bad habits, meaning he drinks, he smokes, he's whatever, interested in other women from time, but that's just a bad habit. And there's just few of them. But you have to distinguish between innocent offenses and serious red flags. And you have to do that for the sake of your own well-being. So, a pathological liar is a red flag, but you know, forgetting to put the toilet seat down is just a bad habit. That is fine, but lying, lying about your life and your action and who you are, that is really bad. Another false statement that women have in their minds, and I'm gonna tell you much, and I have a lot of you, so hold on the line to all of you, Mary, Susan, Marissa, Lelania, and all the others. Hold on the line, and I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On Time Radio, I'm Carmen Hara, and today we're talking about I think it's such a great topic. You have to tell me if you agree with me, but I feel like getting the love that you deserve, you know, brings you all the balance, stability. And I was just giving you some of my points. I have so many when it comes to what wrong beliefs about the person who loves you or you love has to do for you. And I'll go on and on about that, but I need to take some of your calls because there's a lot of people online right now. And because I have somebody I never spoke before, I want you, Marisa, Susie, Mary, Leilani, to hold on the line 1 second because I'm going to go to Anna from Texas because I think Anna is somebody new and I would love for her to join my family here on Home Time and see if there's something I can do to help her. Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, Carmen. I don't have a question for you, but I want to tell people who are listening how amazing you are, how much love you have, and how much you give away all of it. And I want to appreciate everything you do for people. You are just beautiful, amazing soul.
Oh, my God. You want to make me cry right now? Really, I'm serious.
So anyone who's listening, Carmen is just truly amazing. I love you, Carmen.
Oh, I love you more. And thank you so much for calling me. Are you sure there's nothing I can do for you tonight?
No, all good. All good, Carmen. Thank you so much. You've done so much already. You're beautiful. Thank you.
I love you. I love you. And listen, it's so extraordinary to... It's like I felt that beautiful love coming from you to me. And I feel so happy right now. I don't think I can describe how amazing it is to give love to somebody and give it from your heart. Like in that unconditional love, you know, when you want to embrace somebody and tell them, hey, I'm here. I know who you are. You know, I tap into your soul and I feel the connection. So I'm very grateful that you called, and I'm very grateful for every single word. And I continue to send all my love a million times back to you. And God bless you, beautiful Anna, and thank you for calling in. And just call anytime. Just call with this beautiful message, like inspiring people how great it is to love somebody. And I think that if every one of us will do this, the world will be a different place. I'm very convinced of this.
Absolutely.
And I hope
agree
that one day we'll get there.
We definitely will. Definitely will.
I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you. And I'm going to go to Marisa in California. Hi, my lovely Marisa. How are you, my dear?
I have to say you're very gifted. You're very gifted and you're very kind. All your words are very encouraging and kind.
Thank you.
And I just love that you never judge. You just have positive vibes all the time. Every time I talk to you.
People should be judged, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people, when they are doing something wrong, you know, something is happening internally within them. So if you go and you put more pressure on them and like you say, well, I'm going to judge you because then I'm going to make you see your wrongdoing, you actually create an opposite effect.
Right.
And I recommend that especially to parents when they have a hard time with their kids or in love relationship. If you go and just judge your partner because he did this and he probably did a lot of wrong, you know?
Right.
But you go and address in a aggressive way and you want to change him. You know what I say? You can never change. People that can never change. You know, because if he doesn't see his wrongdoing, he will continue to behave the same way.
Right.
So judging him will intensify his mistakes.
Right.
So that's exactly what judges does. If you think of judging at a higher level of perception, of understanding, in terms of action that we should take. And
right.
I think what's happening in the world, and if you look at the news, and if you look at, because we all do, because we want to know what's up in our world. We see a world of blaming, judging, insults, you know. And this is what it does for us. Forget about degrading, you know what I mean, our beautiful name, you know, as America, as the number one, is lowering our vibrational collective energy, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's making us feel more down, doubtful of us, you know, and question ourselves and live in a state of suffering. I really believe that we're like a living organism that suffers right now because of this constant attacks and blames and judging. And, you know, we have to accept it is what it is, but what can we do to change it? Because this fight and back and forth that comes through globally at the collective mind of, or internally within everybody's family, you know, should be pretty much resolved the same way. You know, and if we see that we act in a certain way where we don't see no results, then how do we want, you know what I mean, the result, to see results continuing to act the same way? So that's why I always thought for years in this short light of mine, I thought that, hey, we are not having leaders to guide us towards wisdom. We don't have people on the top of the pyramid that can tell us this would be the way, you know what I mean?
To
find ourselves, you know, to progress. We're not going towards evolution because the world is way too conflictual and gets more conflictual day by day. So there are major issues, and they come from the fact that we don't have the kind of a leader, you know, and I'm waiting for that, for somebody to come, you know, one teacher of the world to say, hey, what are you going from here, you know? You see what's happening. And the response of Mother Earth is that, what are you doing? I try to wake you up, but in my way of waking you up is my own protest, you know, like giving you earthquakes, fires, and all of that. So hoping that you will understand you're doing something wrong.
Right.
So this is where I question, are we really aware? What is the level of our awareness? What's the level of our perception? You know, from where do we go from here, you know? Unfortunately, you know, my voice is not heard. I wish my voice would be heard somewhere, you know. So can
people resonate? Well, you planted a seed already. You planted the seed already.
That's true. That's true.
I'm planting
seeds for a long time. I planted the seed when I wrote a book, Holiness, 11 years ago. And I said that the only way they can change our is the unity, the oneness that we are missing, you know?
Right.
And I planted the seed, but I don't see this, you know? I don't see the oneness coming from anywhere. I see the world is still dissociated. And I wonder whether this technology has a lot to do with this, this world of the computer, cellulars, internet, Google, and so on and so forth, is actually not helping us come united. I saw a world was more united by the time of my grandparents, you know. It was a different world, a different state of being, a different understanding of a divine, a different understanding. And they live longer lives. They had no ideas of all this technological world. They were not obsessed or addicted to it, you know?
Right.
So there's so much to say. I would love, you know? So tell me about you. Forget about, you know,
well,
philosophy. Yeah.
We talked a couple of weeks ago. You gave me an advice. I have an attraction for this guy that
I know that very well. I remember perfectly.
And we smile, and he advised me to say hi to him, and he disappeared. And what happened was that his friend instead asked.
No, hold on. Let me understand something. So he disappeared after you say hi?
No, I never got the chance to say hi.
Oh, yeah, but you will. You will. I feel like in 4 days from now, I feel he might be away. No. He's not around. I feel like he went away or something. Something that has nothing to do with him not trying to come your way. So if you like question why is he not, when I was ready to make a move or I was ready to say that my hello, I don't have a chance to say, but I'm here telling you, you will have that chance.
So am I capable of unconditional love towards this guy?
Yes, you are. You are, and I feel the same way about this man. That's one of the reasons I'm encouraged. I go purely by that intuitive ability that I think speaks volume and is so powerful. So I strongly feel.
Does he know that I like him?
He's sensing that. You didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. But
well,
people
we have
go by
contact.
Feelings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
it's
feelings.
Enough to look at somebody, and in the way you look speaks volumes. I feel like the man realized that. And sometimes, you know, people can be afraid of feelings or feel that somebody else might like them. They don't know how to respond.
Right.
There's a lot about this guy you don't know. Talking about, I mentioned during the show that there's a lot of souls that have been damaged in this earth by bad experiences, by trauma, by being hurt by other people. So I feel like this man carries his own pain, you know. Something in his life is not the way it should be. When it comes to his own love life, when it comes to his own previous experiences. And I think that there's a need that comes on your side and on as well on his part, the need of healing, you know, like both of you can heal each other by taking this to a level of a real, let's say, friendship first and turn it into something way bigger and more profound, what is actually meant to become.
Mm-hmm.
But I always believe that people should not jump into, let's go to a coffee and then let's go have sex, you know.
Right,
that's pretty much what people do nowadays because they think, well, life is too short. And then everything turns into a disaster. I think
right,
in a relationship,
right.
You have to build a connection. You have to build communication. You have to build friendship. You have to get to know that person.
Is he going to be good for me?
I feel like he's a good soul. I feel, I go like in a, you know how I look at it? I look into the so-called metaphysical way of looking at somebody. When you go beyond the surface, beyond these elements, and you look into what is meant to be. And I look at this, I said, this person came into your life because there's a major reason that you have to look deeper into it and understand the real reason of it. Do you understand? Does it make sense? So this is not quite an accident that you saw somebody that you thought you like and you're not sure.
I don't go around liking people, Carmen.
That's
I
what I'm
go,
saying.
Yeah.
This is not just a stupid incident like this that has no meaning into it. There's a major, there's a big meaning into it, you know?
See, he seems younger. I don't know if he has...
He might be a little bit younger. I don't think this man is as young as he might seem. You know, a lot of people look young, but they're not really, you know. There are people who look very, how should I call it, very light energy, so that it gives you a feeling of somebody who's very, very young. Young,
so,
they're very pure in soul, you know.
So we're compatible?
I feel this compatibility big time,
I
and I feel
too.
There's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking most likely into where is the main reason of this? What is this person going to change in you? What is he reflected in your life, or what are you reflecting in his? What is the purpose? There's a purpose in everything. There's a purpose in this.
Mm-hmm.
So when I encourage you into a saying hello, you know, and then see his reaction, and eventually have a engage into something, is because I do believe that he is feeling the same way about you, having the same doubts like you do, but one of the two of you has to break the ice, then I think I think it's okay to be done by you. Absolutely. One has to do it, you know what I mean?
I feel like... update you on it, but I got another quick question. Should I go into jewelry design or fabric design?
I feel bad about jewelry. I feel like you can be more creative. I think it can be an easier sell. I think you can go to a lot of places with jewelry. I think you can take it at all kinds of levels. I think you can go different stores, places, you know.
Right. You told me that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I even see it when you said that. In front of my eyes is like all kinds of jewelry.
You told me that 4 years ago too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm building it up right now. I want other people to talk to you. Okay. I'm so
okay,
sorry.
My love.
No problem. God bless you. Thank you so much.
I love you. Sorry about that, guys. I go to Susie. Hi, my lovely Susie.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, beautiful Susie. I'm sorry. I just lost myself in the previous call.
Okay.
So you guys forgive me. I talk too much.
Okay. No, it's okay.
That's my business. That's my career. Okay, how can I help you, love?
So I have been with my husband for 13 years. He comes from a divorced family in which he stopped talking to his brother and his dad. And recently his dad reached out to me to try to reconcile with my husband, and I agreed.
I have a problem understanding you, Susan. For whichever reason, from the reception, I think from your phone.
Okay.
Can you hear me very well?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I didn't quite understand what you were saying because of the phone. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, so I've been with my husband for 13 years now. He comes from a divorced family in which he stopped talking to his brother and his dad.
Okay.
And recently his dad reached out to me because he wanted to reconcile with my husband. So he came to our church 2 weeks ago, and I knew about this, but my husband didn't know. So my husband reacted in a very negative and angry way, and now he's blaming me for this, saying that he lost all trust for me. And so he's really angry at me, to the point that we're going to counseling, and his mother got also involved, which she's not a very good influence. And I mean, I'm just trying to understand, like, because I did this out of the goodness of my heart with no ill intended. And I mean, we have two little girls, but I mean, I don't think he really appreciates and knows, like, that I, you know, that this was good intention, right? But I'm having a really hard time now, and I'm just trying to figure out if he's even the right person for me. And I would really walk away, but we have two little girls.
I don't think you should walk away from this man. Do you have one kid with him or two?
Two girls.
Two girls. That's what I felt. Okay. I was not sure whether it's one daughter or two, but I don't think you should walk. I think it's a lot of, it's like an influence. It's a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in a good state of his mind, if you agree with me.
Yeah.
Do you? But you're not giving up on him. No. There's not even a question. Because I feel like if you do, then you will regret it. I'm looking long term. Let's say you do this. What's going to happen if you really give up on him?
Right.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting you to try to heal, to try to make this right, to try to turn things around. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually see this working. I see it might take a bit of time, probably another month, probably two, probably three. And I will, we were talking about not judging and not blaming and not becoming accusatory. I will be very calm, very relaxed, you know what I mean? And whenever I'll have a minute, I'll discuss with him very calmly where he stands. You know, I'll try to put sense in his head. I'll try to come loving, you know, so that, because he needs healing. He's so disturbed. My sense of your husband is that he's really disturbed.
Yeah.
So I feel like if we overcome this, which we will, everything can go back to normal. So
I think he needs to heal the child that is hurt inside him, and it's just
exactly, like, I don't know how to help. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So right. So you actually know it, and I feel like there's a side of you who's sorry about him. You know, when you left sometimes you feel sorry for the people that you see so disturbed and so lost and so misguided and confused and manipulated by situations, circumstances, other people. And I feel like this man without you will be completely lost. I don't care what he pretends, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you leave him, and there's a sign in me that says, okay, you leave him, then you will regret it. And I just don't want you to do that.
Okay. Do you have any, like, his mom is also very toxic, and she also has a lot of issues. And, I mean, I feel like I try to do good on him, but she, like, erases that and, like, tries to steer him in a different way, you know what I mean?
Like, see that, yeah. Project that. Project the healing. Project the light about him. Does it make sense?
Okay, yes, that makes sense.
Right. So try to do that, and we can really, really, you can really make a world of a difference. In a 2-3 months, something like, don't rush the process. Take it one step at a time.
Okay.
And feel free to call me, Susan. You know, I'm here every week, and you have nothing else to do. Just let's talk. Let's talk where we are a week later, 3 weeks later. So slowly, slowly, we see the progress. Till one day, things will get balanced, we'll get back to the harmony, and then you'll be happy you moved on and you're able to overcome. It's a challenge. You'll be able to overcome it.
Thank you, Carmen. You're the best.
I promise. I love you, Susie.
All right, love you, sweetie.
I'll wait for your call.
All right.
I think we need to go to a break. I'm going to tell my producer if he wants to take a break right now. Go to a short break, and then I'll take Mary and Leilani. So you guys hold on the line. 1 second.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio, and I'm having a great time today, talking about how to get the love you deserve. And one of the person, I've been talking a lot on the radio about her feelings about her beautiful love and the fact that she somehow struggles with love, like we all do, is Leilani. So Leilani, thank you so much for calling me today. So I put your website, did you see that on my Facebook?
No, Carmen, I work all day, and I'm on a computer, so when I get home, I just don't have any energy to get on, but hopefully
thank you.
What a beautiful
show. Everybody
show.
Commented that you are, that the website is beautiful, so yeah, this is great. People love
thank
it,
you.
And people should actually call you, so let's see.
Oh,
I'm going to
so
continue
much.
To put it from time to time, putting again over and over, so people can get to know you, and
thank you.
Probably one day I'll invite you as my guest on the show so we can talk about past lives, you know.
Yes.
There's so many wonderful topics that we can talk about.
I would love that, and I so appreciate you. I always look forward to Tuesdays. Thank you.
You're so sweet.
So,
right, I'm listening.
There's always so much going on in my life. I feel like part of what I'm working out is actually from a past life with all this struggle.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm looking at that, and just I took my flyer. I made a really great flyer with my logo and everything to the apothecary in town, and I'm moving forward with that. But I'm really curious. I'm working part-time, or I'm working full-time now at a foundation in Boulder, and there's two women at the office that are just really rude to me, and I'm kind of the go-to person, so everybody just gives me projects. I talked to the CEO today, and he just said I had to work it out with this one woman that's just, she's just not nice. And the pay is low, but I need the money. So I'm just wondering how, like, I wonder if every person that I encounter is somebody I'm working out stuff from past lives.
Well, as you know very well, this is very common, you know, very common that people come in our life, and as you know very well, you've been working with regression of the mind, you know, we come from a drop of memory that has already implemented a lot of stuff about us that must come from somewhere else, because you cannot explain a four-year-old playing the piano or a five-year-old speaking a language that nobody taught him, or, you know, all those brilliant human beings having knowledge about all kinds of things. Like, I remember Einstein used always to say that, you know, a lot of things that are happening in our life, you know, we carry from life into life into life. So, of course, it's a matter of belief, you know, but I am absolutely convinced that a lot of people start to realize and acknowledge and believe that, yes, we are more than it appears to be, and many of the things that we manifest are just an expression of previous experience, in other words, a previous life. So I believe that in your case, you carry, and I think I mentioned this to you before, I'm confident that when we spoke about the person in your life, when you spoke about, and I really believe even your interest in past life spirituality is rooted somewhere in a previous experience. You were probably a goddess in another life. Probably you were working with the intuitive mind in a different time. So all of this, I feel like, could have happened to you before. And there's where the knowledge is coming from.
So, yeah, I'm very intuitive. I know things about people, and I have to turn it off.
Plus, you work with what is called the metaphysics, the world beyond the physics.
Yeah.
Because all this interest that you have in working with people and different topic, and especially having to do with spirituality and past lives and Reiki, this does come from the ancient teaching. And you're a young woman, so you have all this knowledge within you implemented already. Where are they coming from? They're coming from something you already did. You already knew all of this. So this is not necessarily new to you, because it feels familiar. I don't know if you agree.
It does.
You feel at home when you do this. You actually feel at home. You feel at home talking about this topic. You feel at home working with Reiki, like you understand the mechanism of it. In ancient time, we had no doctors, we have no medicine, we put no poison in our body, but we acknowledge the way the energy works. And we used it, you know what I mean? There are ways of healing through our own minds and through our own vibration energy that can heal everything within ourselves. And we actually can heal ourselves better than anybody else we go through to get help for, you know?
Yes.
So I totally agree with you that everything is rooted somewhere in a previous experience, without a doubt.
I just don't know how. I don't know if I should stay here. If I mean, I love. It's 8 minutes from my house on the bus, and I love. There's an immigration law firm, so I'm meeting all the immigrants every day. But I don't like these two women. I don't feel like I can say anything because then they'll say, well, there's the door.
So let me remind myself. The home you are in is your house, or is it?
No, this is for work. I'm working at a foundation downtown, and there's two women. Yeah, there's that other thing I'm still kind
can
of put on the back
corner. Can you
change
that? Can you change that environment?
No.
Because I feel like the energy in that environment is not the most healing or the most healthy.
Yeah, I
you
come
know, an
home
environment
exhausted.
Can be toxic if somebody is poisoning it, you know?
Yeah.
And the way it's poisoned is through somebody who has all those dark thoughts.
Yeah.
So I felt like that is the problem.
Yeah, I do too. But should I stay or should I look for something else?
I will look for something else. Sometimes change, you know, I speak about change a lot. I speak about changing. Mm-hmm. Change is necessary. Because we are constantly changing. And if you're in an environment you don't feel good, you have to really have the strength, you know, and the power to make that change, to make the change happen. So my advice will be, absolutely, if you can relocate, go to or find a different place to work, or just change the job in itself and take your knowledge and your expertise somewhere else. You will find it right. The moment you put that in motion, I feel till February, March, the latest, you'll have a different job.
Okay.
Way better than whatever you had until now.
Carmen, I also have legal experience. I have a paralegal degree, and it pays really well,
Excellent.
But it's stressful.
Excellent. There's a lot you can do with that.
I'm wondering if I should start looking to get work at an immigration law firm.
Yeah, and you can work do that kind for any law firm. I don't know if I should work on an immigration because it's a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
I'll probably work in a different department of the law when there is less complicated right now, you know?
Okay. It just pays more.
Sorry?
It pays more. I'm at a nonprofit, and the law firm pays more.
Okay, I hear you. I think you can find a different place that it can pay you better.
Okay.
And I feel like this is going to happen relatively quickly in a number of months. And I feel
it's
going to be for your own good. I feel a change here will be very, very positive in so many respects.
Okay.
So many
and
respects.
Then, my lovely Yosef called me from Morocco the other day, but it was 4 a.m, and I don't know. I had a dream that he put his hand on my heart and just said he missed me. So that's that relationship. And I want you to know, with regard to your topic, I've worked through a lot of my trauma, and that's why I feel like I've attracted this very beautiful man.
Oh, absolutely. I also
I've worked through
this guy who's... Who's actually a very beautiful soul.
Yeah, so, very beautiful.
A soul doesn't matter where you're born or a soul is a soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So can people be born, you know what I mean, in the most prestigious and be evil and dark and, you know, this is somebody good. And there's a past life between you. I'm just talking about past life. That is the way I feel.
Yes.
I have no doubt in my mind that that's what's going on here.
Okay.
Right. So that's the way I look at it, and that's the way I feel it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's kind of fun if I can step back and really see, oh, wow, this is all, like, it's all spirit working my soul, you know?
Right, right.
And that's what I try not to take things personally if these women are mean to me, or I just say, oh, okay.
No,
absolutely. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Carmen. I appreciate you.
Oh,
I love you.
Lani. I love you more.
It feels like this is our family. I wish we could all get together. Have a party or something.
Isn't that interesting, Leilani? Because we never, you know, people that you never see in person, but you know what, through the energy, you know, it's like this waves in this world, how amazing it is that you can connect with anybody, you know, and when that is... That those waves, they melt into each other, you know what I mean? You have a sense of knowing that person pretty well, though you've never seen them in person. So it's an interesting feeling. And it also comes from a place of love. Because my goal today is love that we deserve. And we deserve so much love. If there would be enough love in this world, you know, we will love each other every second. Every person you're going to turn around will tell you how much they love you, though they never know who they are because they don't have to know you. Will you just simply love you? It's as simple as that, you know. I go places and I tell Elani people I love them, people in stores, people in, you know, people in the street. I tell them, and they are so shocked by my desire to give them love and say, well, you don't know me, how can you love me? I said, do I need to know you for that? You know, I just love you. You are so on this earth and you deserve, and that is a good energy coming to us. I don't think that I should replace hello with I love you.
I love it.
Okay, my Lelani. So thank you
so much
for calling me. I'm very
love
grateful
you.
For being in my life. I love you a million times more. And yes, I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio with my amazing producer and this amazing people at Home Time Radio that I'm so very grateful. And tonight we were talking about how to overcome obstacles in love. I didn't get to say too much about it, how to reevaluate beliefs about love, but I'll do it next time because, you know, next week is another week, is another show, and another opportunity of me to connect with you on a wonderful station, Home Time Radio, that I am very honored and grateful to be part of. And so everybody listening, thank you so much. And don't forget, you can connect with me all the time by going to my site, carmenjara.com, and subscribe to my newsletters, to my videos, to my YouTube channel. And thank you for listening, and God bless you, Carmen Jara.